Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call to leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ellie in Colorado.
Where in Colorado, Ellie, are you calling from?
Lyman, Colorado. It's about 80 miles east of Denver.
So you're out there in the plains.
The eastern plains, yes.
Right. That's sort of the Colorado that's proudly not, like, into mountains or much else at all, actually.
We call it the best of Kansas, the worst of Colorado.
That's neat. Kansarado. That's cool.
What exactly is the worst of Colorado?
Some people think it's the Eastern Plains, but...
I understand.
And what's the best of Kansas?
Actually, Kansas is beautiful, too. But the Eastern Plains has grown on me.
Ellie, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
I am.
All right, here's your first limerick.
The circus is coming to town. We're not going, so kids, just calm down. Red nose, face of white, it gives you a fright. We know that you're scared of the...
clown.
Right, very good. Bad news, bozo. A new study from the University of Sheffield has confirmed what we've always known deep down to be true. Children hate clowns. The study of more than 250 children aged 4 to 16 suggests that sending clowns into children's hospital wards is like treating their illnesses on the seventh circle of hell. Researcher Dr. Penny Curtis said, quote, "We found that clowns are universally disliked by children. Some found them quite frightening and unknowable," unquote. The clown community was horrified by this news. The Ringling Brothers Clown College immediately brought in dozens of clowns to cheer up their students. The result, all the carnations in the students' vests drooped even further. All right, very good. Here's your next limerick.
To be honest is something I try, yet my number of falsehoods is high. 90,000 per life, more than half to my wife. Yes, that is how often I...
lie.
Right. According to a survey by British drinks firm WKD, the average person lies 88,000 times over the course of their lifetime, or 1,460 lies a year. Men lied more than women, duh, with 5 lies a day as opposed to 3. The most popular lie? Nothing's wrong, I'm fine. Follow closely by, nice to see you. I haven't got any cash on me. I'll give you a ring or phone call. Sorry, I missed your call, and we'll have to meet up soon. Strangely, sure, I'm going to vote for Barack Obama in the New Hampshire primary, didn't make the list. The firm says that the top 20 fibs were all just little white lies, so there's nothing to worry about, really. Although we do need to point out that there's nothing to worry about, really, sounds suspiciously like the other lies on the list.
I talked to a man once who was complaining about marriage counseling.
Yeah.
He said, it's easy for her. She doesn't have to lie.
Been in counseling, Curie?
Moi?
Here's your last limerick.
Don't whine, boy. Repeat that remark. Oh, you want to go to the park. And what should I pack? Leash, frisbee, and snack? I'm glad I can translate your...
Oh, can I hear it one more time?
Sure you can.
Thanks.
Don't whine, boy. Repeat that remark. Oh, you want to go to the park. And what should I pack? Leash, frisbee, and snack? I'm glad I can translate your...
bark.
Right! So do you ever lay awake at night wishing you knew what the heck the dog next door was barking about? Well, now, thanks to a team of Hungarian scientists, a computer program might be able to tell you. The scientists recorded 14 sheepdogs barking in 6 situations, playing, fighting others, fed the barks into the computer, and then used software to study the different tones. the computer was able to identify the dog's situation 43% of the time and which dog was barking 52% of the time, which is far better than humans are able to do. The scientists were thrilled, but a spokesdog for the dog community said the program was inadequate. Quote, this is a crude device that will never be able to comprehend the subtleties and nuances of canine meaning, which the computer translated as, throw the stick, throw the stick. Carl, how did Ellie do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Ellie, you had three correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Ellie. Congratulations. Congratulations, and thanks for playing our game.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
It was. Thank you, Bob.